Welcome to the Wisdom Within podcast with Sonia Lin. This is season 4, episode 14. And in honor of the solar eclipse today on April 8th, we'll discuss the awakening to your true nature from darkness to light and exploring the depths of the power of our breath to the journey within. Amidst this, you know, cosmic phenomenon, an eclipse of the sun. And tonight, if you're local to the area and not chasing the full solar eclipse, here in New Hampshire, in Hooksett at Heartsong from 6:30 to 8, there will be a solar eclipse breathwork. Because it just holds such a profound symbolic significance across cultures and throughout history. You know, it's just a profound time to release and let go healing from the past for new beginnings, but it does require putting in the effort for energetic shifts. And so you can use the power of this, you know, cosmic consciousness, the celestial dance of the sun, the moon, and earth aligning to bring yourself back to balance during this mysterious harmony of casting shadows and stirring the imagination. So coming back to balance of the darkness and light and breaking through some shadows into your true nature and essence of light on your path to enlightenment. Because the solar eclipse really represents this symbol of transformation, of renewal, and the cyclical nature of our existence through the phases of life, of mental, emotional, physical, energetic shifts, and really living along with this through the phases and working with one in nature, in totality, you know, the whole of something. And so working with the whole being that you are, in this holistic approach of mind, body, as well as spirit. And a little bit more on the eclipse, and then we'll really shift into this true nature, but it all ties in of this transformation and renewal. You know, just as the sun momentarily, you know, disappears behind the moon, we too can experience these moments of darkness and uncertainty in our lives. And, you know, the eclipse remind us that these moments are not the end, but rather the part of a larger cycle of transformation. You know, the impermanence, it's not, it's temporary. So it symbolizes the potential for this renewal an awakening that follows the periods of darkness. And our outer world is a reflection of our inner world. So with the inner shifts, we can experience that externally. So alignment and balance, the alignment of the sun, the moon, the earth, you know, it's this delicate balance of forces of the universe, just like in our own lives. The eclipse encourages us to seek this harmony and alignment with ourselves, back to our true nature, balancing our physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual dimensions of back to whole. And that's the, you know, the branding of the living unbroken, that of coming back to whole. It's not this relearning, it's just this forgetting and coming back to the new true nature, this lost sense of self, back to the true divine essence of who we truly are, away from the ego and the darkness and in shadows of that, to the love and light to our heart and soul. And it takes this letting go. You know, this solar eclipse, this new moon, is an opportunity for releasing old patterns and beliefs and just bringing some awareness and letting go, having a purge of the emotions, open up this pressure cooker valve and release, let go of the emotions that no longer serve. Just as the moon covers the sun, we can use this time to symbolically cover and release aspects of ourselves that hinder the growth and evolution. So, this evening is a great time to connect with the power of this. If you're not going to be in traffic and dealing with the chaos of trying to chase that, but going inward to use the power of that for internal shifts and experience external shifts from that. And the shadow work, it brings attention to this shadow, the hidden unconscious aspects of ourselves that we may prefer to ignore. There can be discomfort in that. There is discomfort in that. But by shining a light on our shadows, we have an opportunity to integrate them and have that head-heart coherence from the limited ego mind into the unlimited being that we are. So this fosters greater wholeness and self-awareness. So tune into the energies of the solar eclipse, whether you're going to be viewing it or wherever you are, just check in with the feeling, the subtle effects from that, no matter where you are, there's symptoms of it. Notice, there might be effects in sleeping, or some anxiety coming, forward. It's not who you are. You're not those feelings. Just, what is it there to show you? Some exhaustion, just seeing some different things, or it's often time for some type of fasting. So ancient traditions and priests and priestesses and swamis and yogis really taking this time to fast. So shifting from that, tuning into the true nature, away from the darkness and light, bringing them to balance, where this, it's not just a spiritual concept in the sense of awakening to our true nature. It's a shift in perception. The limitations from the ego mind leading us to deeper understandings of oneself, away from the lost sense of self, we're not the body, we're not the mind, and this unity, this oneness, away from the dualistic perceptions that we're separate, into the unity, the non-dual, the oneness with the world around us. So it's peeling away these layers of conditioning, societal expectations, and revealing the essence of who we truly are, the light within. So it's recognizing that the external world is just a reflection on our internal state, and practicing this awareness, mindfulness, learning to really just be this non-judgmental observer of the thoughts and emotions with curiosity, allowing the self to break free, to untether the soul from the constrictions and the suffering from the mind, that monkey mind, the chatter, the I-ness. So I say, the ego filtering through this lens of I, this separateness, and I call it the I-go. Separating away from that, but to the connection, seeing yourself in others, seeing others in yourself. And this shift, connecting to inner peace, this grace, connecting with spirit. This is where the clarity comes and transcends the chaos from the outside world to going in. The ego mind is limited and is looking outside, seeking outside the self to have needs met, and doesn't have the awareness to go within. So that's a profound shift. And on my website, if you haven't taken it, on the top, there's a link for if something is missing for fulfillment. There's a 6 human needs psychology assessment. And you can, you know, go through that, see what comes up and what is it that is, what needs, what feelings are you looking for outside of yourself in the outside world, rather from that innate wisdom that is within and has always been there. So just removing the barriers and coming back to that, away from the limiting beliefs to the truth. So challenging these interpretations, these limiting beliefs, these assumptions, the inner critic, to discover the true essence beyond the limitation of the ego. And it's a journey of surrendering, letting go of the need to control, to allow life through the cycles, through the phases, to unfold naturally. So it's surrendering that ego, letting go of, coming out of the comfort zone, and aligning with the greater intelligence of the universe, that wisdom that is within you, that connection to allow that guidance to come forward. And in that surrender is where the rediscovery of the natural state of peace, calm, love, to lead, you know, from the heart, not from the head, and to experience the connection to self and to nature and to all around. So I invite you to take a moment, you know, to connect with your innermost being. And, you know, as long as you're in a situation to close your eyes, not driving, or when you can, you know, just close your eyes and just connect with your breath. Don't change it. As soon as you bring some awareness to it, it will naturally change. And just follow the breath and then take a deep breath and feel the essence of who you truly are. And this awakening is not a destination. It's a journey of true self-discovery, growth, and connecting with the unlimited being, the infinite possibility that you are. And, you know, this ego is a tool in the physical life. And, you know, it's the first, you know, this first interconnection to source. We have this spiritual awakening, you know, away from this ego, I-go, filtering through this I, and questioning who that I is. And it's this process of learning, you know, what you don't love, who you are not, into who you truly are, and what it is that lights you up, what that light within, and what you truly love. Because this ego mind, in this threat of survival, thinking of the self and not beyond the self, stuck in this fight or flight, this is where these stress hormones are created and takes a toll on physical health, all aspects of our health. If we're looking to feel a certain way and have these needs met with this, through perfectionism, of this never-ending goalpost of trying to achieve, which creates this exhaustion, this burnout, you know, this perfectionism, seeing through the material lens of the world, but coming into balance with the spiritual world, and not, doesn't have to be extreme in one way, but this balance, you know, from, we can learn from the Eastern can learn from us, from the active Western to the spiritual Eastern culture, and come together, this balance. And, you know, rather than this ego's will looking in the wrong places, to shift from the outward to the inward, for that self-love, for that worthiness, that adequacy, that shift from that fight or flight survival of scarcity into abundance, from fear into love, away from the opposites, the duality, into the oneness. And it's, again, just looking at these patterns, looking at the ego loops, the patterns, behaviors, where there's an imbalance, because that's challenges in life that can't be solved from that perspective, that seeking outside. So that shift of seeking within, into the heart, listening to the heart, following that gut, you know, seeing where the focus is, into our spiritual nature, beyond the five senses of the ego mind, the five senses, into that sixth sense, that intuition, that wisdom and guidance that comes from within. And oftentimes some clients I have, or, you know, first time with coaching and thinking, you know, tell me the answers, give me, but it's within. It's learning that, oh, it's not outside of ourselves. We don't need to get this approval or validation or the answers outside, for your own destiny and what lights you up. So it's a shift in perspective, to see a shift on the outside world, to shift from the inside. So the world that's bubble that you live in, it's, you know, learning that we are creating our own reality, and we shift internal, we experience the shifts external as well. So just, okay, yeah, just checking with the time. So just as you continue to walk this path, breathe into the truth, away from the darkness and the shadows, the inner child healing, the shadow work, the light is always there. Just because you can't see it, it's always there to not discover, but rediscover, because it's never been lost. Away from the untruth to the truth, away from the darkness into the light, and away from the fears of death into the truth of timeless, boundless deathlessness. So with that, enjoy the effects and the support of the solar eclipse wherever you are, whatever that is for you, and hope to see you at Heart Song this evening. If you're not local to the area or available, there's other breathwork events, or you can also tune in online the first Sunday of each month, which the next one will be June. May I'm not available, the first one is free, or you can have a private breathwork session from anywhere, all over the globe. We can connect through Zoom and have a private, or with you and a partner, have a breathwork experience to breathe through, to shift through the shadows, the darkness, to have that wisdom come forward and shift beyond the five senses for that light, that wisdom, the truth, to come forward for you, that innate wisdom and intuition that is there. When you quiet the mind, it takes quieting the mind, which is a practice. Life is meant for meditation, to quiet the mind, to bring greater awareness, awakening to the true being that you are. And I will also put the link here. It is now working and active for the Breath of Life course that is coming up in a month from now. So you can save your spot with that, to create a power hour for yourself, a practice, a gentle, innocent practice, coming back to the innocence, letting go of that ego mind, thinking, and just this clean slate, just forgetting all this old programming, to allow new to come forward and to transcend from the heart and to the soul, to the love and the light that you are. So this will be an incredible course, class, opportunity to either deepen your practice, start a practice, create a sustainable practice throughout the day that meets your lifestyle right where you are, to learn to quiet the mind and open the heart and shift into the true essence of who you are, to the love and light that is within and all around. Love and light. Namaste.